But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
888-808-1019. Let's go to Matt in Morristown. What's up, Matt?
What's up, C-Mac? How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. I'll get to, can I talk about the Giants real quick?
Sure, of course. Whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, I haven't...
314, buddy. Going a while.
Okay, I'm a Philly fan, first of all. But I enjoy your show. I listen to various shows. I live in Jersey. Whatever. But just want to chime in that I've been listening to your show the last couple of weeks since the Colts game, and, you know, as a Philly fan, I'm cool with whatever happened. But for your guys, like, looking at y'all, I mean, I don't know how you lose that, how you win that game, and then bring, I don't know what y'all are doing, man. I'm sorry, man, but well, I agree with all your points I've been listening to. But, yeah.
Well, how they beat
the
Colts.
You could have had the next Jaden Daniels lined up, you know. We fear Jaden Daniels as Philly fans. We don't fear what you guys are cooking up. That's all I wanted to really check.
Yeah, no, well, thank you. Thank you for, thank you for that trash talk. Thank you for stepping on, kicking us while we're down as you're getting ready to play the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, I get it. And yeah, you should fear Jaden Daniels. That's the Eagles and Jaden Daniels, Hurts and Jaden Daniels are the division for the foreseeable future. And, yeah, the Giants cost themselves the first-round pick. I don't know what the first overall pick, rather. I don't know what Sanders is going to be. I don't know what Ward is going to be. I personally like Ward better than Sanders. I have no idea. I don't know who's going to fall to them at 3. I don't know what they're willing to trade up. I want the young quarterback. That's what I've always wanted. That's what I believe you should do. Anytime you don't have a quarterback and you have a top-3 pick, you should take a quarterback. That's just my fundamental belief. Now, we'll see if a quarterback worthy of a third pick is going to be there. I would move up if I could. If they believe in Ward or Sanders, I move up. I don't care. I don't believe it's up to them. Now, Joe Shane did say he wasn't going to pull any Hail Marys or, you know, reach for any player or do anything out of self-preservation. I don't think moving up from 3-2 or 3-1 to get a quarterback when you don't have one. I mean, that's what NFL teams do year in and year out. That's what first-year GMs do, first-year rebuild teams do. That doesn't strike me as some sort of, you know, Hail Mary. If they've been to Colorado so many freaking times. They were at the Pop-Tart Bowl to watch Cam Ward play. Now, I know that's when they thought they had the first pick, and so that's clearly where you go when you don't have to trade for it. But still, if they fell in love with either of these two guys, if they believe in either of these two guys, you have to see what you can do to go get them. Plain and simple. Now, if they go 1-2 and you're stuck there to take Hunter, that's probably what the Giants should do. I don't know if there's a third quarterback. If they have faith in a third quarterback, you could probably get him later in the draft. I would do everything I could to make sure I got a quarterback, though, because if you don't have one, you need one. Plain and simple. And that's what's so frustrating about that game. I don't want to keep talking about that Colts game because it makes me sound like I don't want to continue to do that. But yes, I am still hung up on the idea they won that freaking game. It still drives me absolutely crazy. It does. And then how they handled the Eagle game drives me absolutely crazy because they should have handled that game like they should have handled the Colt game like they handled the Eagle game. I'm sorry. Now, they still might have won playing that way. That's how bad the Colts were that day. And I get that you don't try to lose. I understand that. You don't play to lose. I get it. But, man, oh, man, even if, you know, the Giants, that first pick, not having that first pick and not having for sure Sanders or Cam Ward or either one, your pick, it's going to drive me crazy. And if either of them be, and we all talk like we know, that's what's so obnoxious about all this. I'm sorry. All right. I know that there's going to be pundits who get paid to do it, right? So I'm not going to get mad at them. But like every, like we all talk like we know these guys aren't going to be good. Like we know it. It's just, it's so silly. We have no idea. The guys, they could be great. They could be terrible. We all thought Sam Darnold was going to be great. Like people thought that Lamar Jackson wasn't suited to play the position. Now he's going to have to transform into a running back or a wide receiver. Like he can't be quarterback. He's a two-time MVP, and he could very well win it for a third time. Like we don't know, and I wanted the opportunity for the Giants to have that decision if they believed in the quarterback. And still at three, I'm looking to take the quarterback. And we'll see if there's options. There's some rumors. I don't know how true they are because I believe he said he's coming back to Penn State. But there's some thought that Aller, if he thinks he's a top three pick, would be willing to enter the draft now. I mean, I don't know how much scouting the Giants did on him. I'm sure they did their fair share. If they believe he's a top round, if they believe he's a quarterback worth taking, and they get that to, they get that word to him and he enters the draft, I'm. I don't care. I know what I know and I know what I don't know. And I am not going to sit here and tell you I've watched enough of Sanders or I know. Because even if I watched more of Sanders, and I watched a fair amount of him, I watched a fair amount of Cam Ward. I'm not the biggest college football guy, I totally admit it. It's tough. It's tough with a family. I can't tell my wife and kids Sunday is sorry, I'm in front of the TV for 8 hours. And then Saturday, the same thing. I just can't. I can't do it. So I watch what I can of college football, but and once I realized it was going to be what it was going to be, I tried to focus on the two top quarterback prospects, but I don't know. I prefer Ward. I feel like he's got more high-end tools than Sanders does. And watching that Pop-Tart Bowl the first half, he was pinpoint accurate. I thought he played a great first half before coming out of the game. So but I'm no expert. But I wanted Brian Daboll and Joe Shane to have that opportunity. And still, I want to move up and take the quarterback. That's what I want to do. If they believe in it, that's what I want to do. And I don't believe that is some sort of Hail Mary, self-preservation type move. That's a normal, I'm a terrible franchise without a quarterback move. That's what you do. So, yeah. 2 years ago, by winning some stupid games that honestly no one can even tell me a play from. You don't even remember those games. Beating New England, beating Philadelphia at the end of the year, beating Green Bay. I guess that's the most memorable one, beating Green Bay in prime time with Tommy DeVito. But like, who cares? Could have had Jaden Daniels. Hey, and the biggest knock for me on Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, honestly, is that they passed on Bo Nix and Michael Penix, who look like players. Certainly Bo Nix does. He's just led his team to the playoffs. He led the Denver Broncos to the playoffs. Malik Nabers is great. He's a great player. I think he's going to have a hell of a career. Hopefully it's his entire career with the Giants. I think he's the next great young wide receiver in the sport. I'd rather have the quarterback. Rather have Bo Nix right now. Because Bo Nix played terrible to start the year, played well after that, and a well-played quarterback position gets you inside the playoffs. A dynamic, you know, record-breaking in reception wide receiver gets you 3 wins.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.